In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Several artists in the Denver area are getting some extra financial relief. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Bonfils, Stanton, and Denver Foundation's COVID-19 Arts and Culture Relief Fund is giving 52 organizations $900,000 to help keep artists working. The second round of funding will benefit even more groups than the first round of recipients last fall. Each gift ranges from $5,000 to $50,000 and will benefit groups like the Curious Theater Company, Denver March Powwow, Boulder Bach Festival, and the Black American West Museum and Heritage Center. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Vaccinations to protect against COVID-19 are ramping up today in a big way. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state is launching six large sites around Colorado. Each one aims to have the capability to administer 6,000 doses per day. The plan is to operate them 6 days per week as vaccine supply increases and as the state moves into vaccinating the general public. Colorado Springs, Grand Junction, Commerce City, Pueblo, Loveland, and Denver will all have a site. The governor says the state should receive about 400,000 doses per week by the end of April. That would bring Colorado closer to its goal of vaccinating every Coloradan who wants a shot. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A minor league baseball player faces drug charges after the Eagle County Sheriff found 21 pounds of meth and just over a pound of oxy pills in his Chicago Cubs duffel bag. The Vail Daily reports that 25-year-old Jesus Camargo Corrales appeared in court Thursday and was ordered held on $75,000 bond. It's not clear if he has an attorney. Major League Baseball says he was first signed to a minor league contract with the Cubs in 2014. We've got a winter weather advisory for much of the Front Range until noon today. Expect snow in Metro Denver, likely snow across many of Colorado's mountains as well, up to half an inch possible in Denver. Still ahead, a morning edition. A growing number of migrants continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, and the Biden administration was not prepared. That story coming up next. It's 32 degrees in Denver, 32 in Montrose. This is CPR News.